Welcome to the Equipers Church Budapest podcast. We hope today's message will encourage and inspire you. For more information, check equiperschurch.hu.
Today I want to speak from a little bit different perspective. I want to speak about having audition with a king. And I want to speak about Jesus as the king. And you know, today during the worship, the presence of the Lord, the presence of the King was so strong. It was so powerful. There was such an honor and respect. I don't know how you, if you felt it, but I felt it so strongly. And I'm just so thankful that we have these possibilities all together to be before the King. It is so, such an honor. And you know, so I want to speak about this perspective of Jesus that comes from him as the ruler. You know, so many times we talk about him as a savior, we talk about him as the Lord, we talk about him as the master, the teacher, whatever, but you know that he is as well king. There is a kingdom that he carries. And you know, as we were fasting, there is this passage from Isaiah 58:6, which says, "This is the kind of fast day I am after, to break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, and cancel the debts." You know who can do this? The King, the one who has authority, the one who carries the authority. But you know, we are called to do this as well, but we need to understand the kingdom authority. We need to understand the view from us to Jesus as to the King, because that reflects how we are able to carry the authority. If we want to do this, if we want to have a result of 21-day fast 2024 this year, okay? If we want to have the right result of fasting of this season, this is what we are called to do. And if we want to really do this, we have to understand what it means to have audition with the King. Because when you have audition with the King, you get the authority to go out and to do this. Amen. It always comes from him. It always comes from him. So I believe the invitation, there is invitation for each one of us to come to the King. There is invitation to every one of us. Every one of us, we have this ability or this invitation to visit the King. You can come. The invitation is open and it's for every one of us. And you know, I believe we need to have a regular auditions with him. We need to have a regular auditions with the King. Not only come to the one who forgives, not only come to the one who saves, not only come to one who heals, but as well to enter and come and stand before the one who is the King, who has the authority, who is the ruler, who has the power. We need to come. But you know, it's different approach to the King as to the healer. And sometimes we forget to come to him before him as to come before the King. You know, what was the last news in Israel about Jesus before he died? I call that news because it was a sign that they put above the cross as he was dying. In these days, it will be a headline in the news. In those times, it was a sign that they put above him as he was on the cross. And you know what it says? And the description of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." We have to understand that this is what was the charge against Jesus. That there was the last, there was the one of the last mocking things he experienced before he died. They were mocking his kingship. And I thought, They had no idea who that man really was. They were mocking him. And I think sometimes how easily we all can treat him in this mocking way if we don't approach him as the king. When we stop approaching him and respecting him as a king and seeing him as the king, because he is the king. And this is not fun. It's truth. You know, he died as a lamb, but he rose as a king. He defeated the death. He is the ruler. He is the king. He is the warrior. He is the Lord. He has the authority that none of us have. He win it. He won it when he died and when he rose again. What a powerful king we have. What a powerful king we have, you know. And then they were not only mocking him, but they were as well doubting his kingship. It says later on, as he was dying, what they said to him, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. Like, how many times we hear this? And maybe we don't say it this way, but maybe we say it differently. Maybe we say, well, if you were the Lord, why is this happening to me? If Jesus is the king, then why is this happening on earth? And I don't want to doubt his kingship. I might not understand everything, and I might not have answers for everything. But one thing is for sure. I don't want to be in the crowd of people who are mocking his kingship by not realizing who he is, and to be in the crowd of people who are doubting his kingship just because they didn't get what they wanted. Amen? And I just want to challenge all of us, if we can today open our hearts and to say, Lord, show me you as my king. Like, who am I supposed to be? Like, how can we change when we have audition with the king? Because, you know, something has to change. The point of view of us has to change when we come to Jesus as to the king. Amen? So I really believe to come to King of Kings is a matter of perspective. Jesus is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He rules in all principalities. He is the king. And if we don't believe it, then we don't own it. And we have to believe it. We have to make this as a statement. Like, this is my declaration. Jesus Christ is the king. He is the king. Do we understand that he has the authority over everything? Even though we didn't get what we wanted, he still has the authority. You know, he is the king. And I just hope this is like bringing honor and respect and humbleness into us, because this is what it should do with us. To come before the king, it's honor. It's privilege. How easily we have tendency to see him only as a savior, only as a machine that we want to get something from. But let's come back to really see him as a king today. And I believe that will change so much. You know, when I understand that there are situations when they come to our lives that we all have a huge tendency to see it humanly and to see it with our normal eyes. As many of you know, last year I was taking care of my brother who was dying of cancer and who died of cancer. And, you know, I want to tell you that seeing him in a huge pain, it was more real at that time than spiritually picturing Jesus as the healer. It was more real because the pain was visible, the cry was extremely loud, and the body of my brother was disappearing in front of my eyes. Or when we have no money for food, or when we have no money, or when we can see any way out of the situation where we are, or maybe when your coworkers are mean to you and you try and there is no way, it is so hard to switch from this overwhelming situations of your physical pain, physical situations, to switch easily to that. No, Jesus is the King. He is the Lord. He is the authority. He is over it. He has that. See, the problem is that we all seek more relief than we seek Jesus. We all seek more relief than we see Jesus. We need to practice this. This doesn't come automatically. It's not just a revelational thing. Of course, we need revelation that Jesus is the King. But to see him as a King is a way of practice. We need to practice to see him as the King. We have to practice to, in small things, in daily things. No, you are the King. You are over everything. We need to seek regular auditions with the King to have this kingdom perspective. To have the ability or to have the habit to switch from what we see physically into understanding the spiritual kingdom and rulership and the power that he has. Yes. See, believe me, if we have health problems like my brother did, believe me, at the end, having audition with the King, which means to have eternal life, is the most important thing. Amen. I've been there. And that was the most powerful thing he had as he was dying. And he died gloriously because he knew the King. See, if we have the financial problem, we don't need more money. We need more Jesus. We need more Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Understanding that he is the King over our situation is the answer. If we have relationship problems, solution of the one who loves us so much, who died on the cross, is the answer. Amen. Again and again, we need the King. We need to understand that he is the King. If we have Jesus, we have the King. If we have Jesus, we have the King. If we have access to Jesus, we have access to the King. So I want to give us some tips how we can't come before the King, okay? First, I want to give you some tips how we can't, okay? So stay with me. So many people, all of us, honestly, all of us, we are looking for breakthroughs. We are looking for miracles. I don't know how about you, but I love miracles. I've been praying for miracles all my life. I want to see more and more miracles. I love miracles. I want to see more healings. I hate cancer. I want to see cancer to be broken, and I want to see many people set free and be healthy and bloom. I want to see it. But we are looking so much for this that we forgot it's about the King. And so I want to speak about some things or some tricks how not to come to the King, okay? So it is not about praying enough. It's not about praying enough that will make you able to come before the King, because there is no scale in the Bible what is enough of prayer to be able to come before the God. If you pray for something, it is not about how much you pray. That's not the thing. That's not the key. That's not the key. There is not one verse in the Bible who will say, if you pray that much, you will have the access. It's not about serving enough, because there is no measuring of service in the Bible. There are examples that there are ways how we can do what we can do and the conditions, but not measurements of amount of serving to be able finally have access to the King. It is not about how much you read the Bible, because there is not such a verse. If you read this much, you will be wise enough to be finally fit to enter before the King. It is not about that. And please hear me. I'm not saying anything about those things that they are bad, okay? I will come there. It is, and another one more. It is not about being born into the right family. Yes. It is not about that. That qualifies you to have access before the King. No position, no familiarity, no effort, no understanding can give us access to enter the King of Kings. And if this is If this was any lie that was in you that you were hitting regularly, why you couldn't enter and why you couldn't have audition with the king, I want to tell you, I want to pray that it will be broken over you in the name of Jesus. It will be broken over you because that's not truth. The entrance to king is available to everyone who wants to come. Because Jesus died. Because he forgave us. And if he is your savior and if he forgive you, you can come to the king. What a privilege we get that we can come to the before the king. Can you imagine how lucky you and me we are? Do we understand how lucky we are, guys? We know the King of Kings. I know him. I don't know how about you, but I know him. And I love him. I love him. And I want to love him more. And after this prayer and fasting, I am so in awe of him. I'm so amazed how beautiful and amazing he is. And that I have this privilege to know him, to love him, to praise him with you here. We get to come to the King of Kings every day. We get to. It's not like we have to. We get to come to him every day, guys. To know the kings means to understand the world, how the world works, what he's working, how he is working, who he is. And I want to read from Revelation chapter 1 because this explains it amazingly. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants, the things that must soon take place. So this is what he's saying. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the word of this prophecy. That's me. I'm reading now loud. And blessed are those who hear. Okay, you are here. Be blessed. And those who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. And then it continues and it says that John, to the seven churches of the that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. And then it says, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead. That means that the first one who conquered the death. And the ruler of kings on earth. Do we see it? The ruler of kings. He is not just the king. He is the ruler of every king that is on this earth. To him who loves us and has set free us from our sin by his blood and made us a kingdom. He made us priests to his God and a father to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 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 So I want to speak about what kind of signs have people who enter the King of Kings. So there are three signs I want to speak about. So if you had audition with the king, these three signs should be evident. And these three signs are very powerful. In Revelation chapter 17, 14, it says this. They will make war on the Lamb. We know who's the Lamb, yes. And the Lamb will conquer them. For he is the Lord of Lords. Who is that? And King of Kings. Who is that? Jesus. And those with him, that's us, are called, are chosen, and faithful. Amen. So to belong to the king, to have access to the king, to have auditions means that we are called, means that we are chosen, and that we are faithful. And so I want to speak about these three things quickly. And first I want to tell you that it is an honor to be called by the king. If you have audition, that means that he called you by your name. And believe me, some of the names that he called you at the beginning were probably not very nice names. Because he called you the name that you reacted on. And so many times we put wrong names on us. Wrong names. But he had to call us to audition him, to come to him, so he can change our names. Because when he calls you, he gives you a new name. Because when you enter to the king, he gives you a new name. We've seen it in the Bible. We've seen it that he called Jacob and he said, hey, it's time to change your name, Jacob. If you want to be my warrior, if you want to come go in my authority, you need to have a different name. So your name will be Israel. He called Peter. Simon. He said, Simon, I have a new name for you. And the name is representing your calling. If you are called by the king, it means he has a name for you. And usually it's not the same one as you know about, as you say about yourself. It's a name how he sees you. It's the name of authority. It's the name that he has for you because he called you for purpose. And so those who have auditioned with him, those are the people who are called by him. And I really felt for today, that God is just about to change some names. Amen. He wants to change some names because if you had the audition with the king, and if you came with a respect for the king, and you came with desire after king, when you meet him, he says to you, "Hey, I have a name for you. This is how I see you, and so you are called." I will call you differently. I am giving you a different name. But he does speak personally to us. See, I'm a dyslexic. I have problems all half of my life with this. All my life, I mean. But this was a huge problem. And half of my life, I really thought I'm stupid. I honestly said about myself, I'm stupid. Because when I was in the school and I tried to give answers, I studied, believe me, I did. I did my job. But when I stood there in front of the teachers, I just got this block in me. And then my grades were bad. And so reflecting the grades, I thought I am stupid. I thought I am stupid. And then one of the biggest prayers I had was, God, give me a wisdom. I need a wisdom from heaven. This earthly doesn't work with me. I am not really good at that, academical. But give me your wisdom. And that was my prayer. And you know, I had to change the way I called myself. I had to change the way I saw myself. I had to change that way because I had to enter the king. And when he gave me a different name, he said, I chose you. I have a plan with you. He had to change my name for me. And this was my different name. Do you know the name the king gave you? He gives you identity. It doesn't come from education, but it comes from submission to the king. Amen. New name doesn't come from education. It comes from submission to the king and saying, I'm yours. Whatever you tell me who I am yours. Here I am. Give me your name. Called people understand king's plan with them. They remember who they are. They know king's power by changing their name. They now walk in new identity and they represent the king of kings because they are called. Amen. Amen. So as I was praying in the night, God woke me up this night and he was giving me some prophecy, some words that I felt the Holy Spirit is saying. So I had to go and write down at 12 o'clock in the night, couldn't sleep. I believe he is changing the names from awful to lovely. From crazy, people used to call you crazy, to stable. From loud, some people are telling you are loud. He's calling you to be significant. From double-minded, he is calling you to be focused. From insecure, he is calling you to bloom. Amen. To bloom. Amen. And from cheater, he's calling you to be a trustworthy. Amen. And so I'm just praying if this is something that you've been hearing in your life or somebody tells you and it kind of settled down over your spirit or over your mind, I pray that the king will replace it right now by the power of the Holy Spirit, that he will replace it right now over you. And maybe even now Holy Spirit is telling you a new name. Listen to him. And go, and if not now, then go home and just say, hey, God, King, here I am. I'm submitting to you. I need a new name. I need to have a different mentality. I need to have a different name. And I believe God, the King, Jesus, he is ready to give you a new name. The second thing is that, the second sign is that they know they are chosen. You know, it is a privilege to be chosen. We get to do this. Toby's always saying it. We are not serving because we have to. We get to do this. It's a whole different perspective. If you know you are chosen, it's not like, oh, I have to. Okay, that's home. That's when you raise your kids, you know. Like, yeah, you have to. But when they suddenly, you know, I do have to say this. This Christmas was very beautiful. You know why? Because I have three sons. We have three sons. And two of them are not living in the house anymore. Only the youngest one. He's 16. And so Toby is married already, so he has a wife. He moved out just to be with his wife, so that's beautiful. He was taken care of. The younger one moved out in the fall, and he lives by himself, and he has to take care of himself. So what a nice responsibility. I'm pretty proud of him, very proud of him, proud of both of them. And but this summer, this Christmas, see ya. This Christmas, they all came home, and it was different. They were so enjoying everything that I did. It was like they value everything, you know? And you know what they did? Both, which was the best after Christmas miracle for me, they wrote me a message saying, Mom, how much we owe you for the food? But there was... You know, it was different. And I thought, well, this Christmas was different. But now I understand why. Because they saw the value. Because they understand, wow, we've got to be together. It's not like we have to be, what do I need to do? Do I need to pay for that? No, we've got to do that because we want to be together. And that's a whole different atmosphere. When we come together, because we've got to come together. Yeah, this is like a privilege. It is a privilege that we get to serve in Budapest, in Jazz Club. We get to greet people. We get to worship people. We get to do this. Why? Because we know who is the King. Because we know that he chose us. He chose me to come to Budapest every week. He chose me to be here with us. He chose you to be part of the family. He chose you to do this. You don't have to. You can. You got to do this. This is beautiful. See, we are chosen to have mentality of princess and prince. We are here to reflect the glory of our King. This is a privilege. Every culture, every language, every dynamic of who we are, we bring it together and we say, King, this is for you in downtown of Budapest. This is for you. How beautiful it is. See, it is not obligation. It is privilege to be chosen. This is a place where you want to be. You want to belong. It is about relationship. It is about belonging, but because you want to, because you are chosen. Amen. Because we are chosen. And I just pray we will all have this revelation. I'm chosen. I'm chosen to serve him. I'm chosen to love him. I'm chosen to carry his glory. I'm chosen to be the ambassador of the King. How beautiful is that? See, chosen people understand the responsibility. They understand the privilege. They understand the freedom in kingdom. And so again, there is this verse in Bible that says, no longer do I call you servant, for the servant doesn't know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. We love that last part, but you know, it comes from understanding that I am chosen. I am chosen. And so again, I have this some prophecies, and I need to read it because I wrote it down. I believe there are people who are doing their job as punishment, but God wants to restore your motives. He is bringing a purpose into your active life. He is bringing sharpness into your activities. He is setting you as his ambassador and is equipping you with special tools for this year. Amen. There is elevation coming. New sense of understanding the pathway for future right now as I am speaking. Amen. Some of you are getting ideas what to do and how to make a shift in your work. Amen. And I believe this is not just about the church, but this is going to, when we understand that we are chosen, this is going to be seen everywhere. In your families, in your jobs, in your studies, everywhere. Yes. Everywhere. And so I'm just praying right now that there will be this shift, that the Holy Spirit will rewrite how we see our jobs, see our service, see what we are doing. I'm just praying, Holy Spirit, come rewrite us. Help us to understand that being chosen by King is a privilege. Being chosen by King is a privilege. Amen. And the last one is faithful. See, the revelation will bring us only halfway, but experiences will take us to the finish line. And that means to be faithful. It's beautiful to have revelation of who Jesus is, but to keep going, but to experience him as a king regularly. See, it's great to have revelation of how great is our King, but we will never use this revelation in practice if it will be just a knowledge. It has to be our practice. But if we start to use this knowledge practically, we need faith, and that will release the glory. And that's what we are created for. Amen? Amen. Doing crazy stuff without revelation of the King is stupid. But doing crazy stuff with the revelation who is our King and that I want to be faithful for him, that's a whole different level. That's faith. And this is what we are called to do. It is pleasure to be faithful. If you love him, you are faithful to him. Amen. Devil will never has his last word. The devil will never have last word. The last word is Jesus. It's his. He will have the last word. He is the King. We want to finish well. Amen. We want to finish well. Always follow Jesus. Let's always follow Jesus. Even in the hard times, in the good times. Let's make him the center of our lives, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the center of our life. What an honor. What an honor. So special. In Romans 8:18, it says, "For I consider that the suffering of these present times are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." And so again, I have a prophecy or I have a word for you in this area. You feel like you are going in circles, but God is training you to keep the rhythm. He is training you to keep a rhythm. He is training you to find a rhythm. There are so many interactions to try to get you out of the rhythm. And sometimes you feel like you lost it, but then you remember. You come to church, there is a worship, there is praise, and then you remember. And you come back to the rhythm. And when you stop focusing on the things that are taking you out, you create a strong pattern of keeping yourself focused to the rhythm of the kingdom, to the rhythm of the kingdom, to the rhythm of the kingdom. And then you just look around and you suddenly see that there are others with similar rhythm. And together we create a sound of a strong army marching to create a way for the king. Together we will hear the sound of strength, sound of deliverance, and sound of freedom. So let's stay focused for your rhythm and let's stay faithful to the king. Let's stay faithful to the king. Can we just all stand up? I believe if we want to be able to recognize Jesus as the King, we need to have this truth very clear in our life, and that is that Jesus is the truth. He is the life. He is the ruler. He is the source. To know Him means to have access. And Jesus is the answer to every problem, and He is the solution for every situation. Amen. Because Jesus is the King. And He deserves that we would respect Him right now. And that we would come before Him with this honor and respect and said, hey, Jesus, I know we are friends, but as well I see you as my King, as the ruler. And I honor you. I honor you as the King. I want to see you as the King. I want to respect you as the King. I want to submit to your kingship and to your lordship. Can we just raise our hands like this and just open our hands before Him and in respect and in honor and in love? You know, He's a good ruler. He's a loving King. And maybe you are here and you are saying, I never enter Him. I never met this King, but I would love to know this kind of King. And you know, the invitation is here and the invitation is open. The only way how you can come to Him is to understand that He is the Savior. And to accept Him as the Savior into your heart. And when He will come into your heart, He will sit on the throne of your heart and will become a King of your life. And then His authority will flow through you because He will be in you. But you know, the sin is blocking it. The things that you have done in your life, knowingly or not knowingly, you just feel that there is this blockage between you and the Lord, Jesus. It's called sin. And if you come and say, Jesus, can you forgive me? Can you take this away from me? He's ready to do that. He is ready to do that. And He will come and He will wash away all the sin, the pain, the condemnation, the heaviness. And then He will come and He will just sit on the throne and say, now you belong to me. But hey, I love you. I want to just put my arms around you. I want to love you. I want to be your King. But you know why? Because I have a plan for your life and it's a good plan. I have in me, you will have everything. This is the King that we serve. This is the King that we worship in this place. And if you want to do it today, you can do it today by accepting Him. And maybe you never done it before. This is the day. This is the night you can do it. You can invite the Jesus, the King, to your life. And we will pray a prayer that we pray. It's a prayer of salvation. And if you want to do that, you just can pray with us. But then we would like you to come and just tell us you did it first time tonight. And if you are here and you want to do it first time, maybe just give us a wave. Give me a wave of your hand and say, I want this kind of king. I want Jesus to be the king of my life. I want him. And maybe you are in this place and you already did this decision. But then the doubting came into your life. And you started to doubting his kingship, his power, his ability, the way he does things in your life, hurts, disappointments, hard situation covered your sight, and you don't see him as the king, but you blame him as the king. You blame the king for not having what you want. Would you be willing to submit your unfulfilled dreams, your unfulfilled requests, and give it back to him and say, I want to trust you again. I want to submit to your kingship. I want to submit to you as to the king who is sitting on the throne, who is ruling over everything. I might not understand why that happened, but I trust you. I want to submit. Because to have access to you is more important than to have answers for my things that I want. Because to have access to you, it means to have everything. And if you are in this place and you want to do it, let's do it. Let's submit. So Jesus, we are standing here right before you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Savior, our King, our Master. And we want to first of all ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for not putting and trusting you as we should, not recognizing you as the King in our daily lives, to making decisions for our own selves without submitting to you. But today we are coming to you and we are giving all our rights to you because we know you are a good king and we are submitting ourselves before you, Jesus. You are the king and we just want to ask you to be the king of our lives, king of our minds, king of our future, because when we have you, Jesus, when we have closeness with you, we have everything. We want you more. We want you more, Jesus. We want you more, Jesus. We honor you and we respect you. Amen.